The Lord is with us, heart dwellers. And I have a really exciting message to share with you this morning. It's November the 20th, 2015. And as I worshiped and spent time before the Lord this morning, He began to infuse into my heart His will for us. And I could hardly wait to sit down at the computer and type this up because I could just feel it bursting out of every pore. It's a beautiful message. I'll go ahead and begin. My precious and beloved ones, the Lord is calling to you. He needs you. The lost, the dying, those floundering in the darkness are crying out to Him from their beds of pain. Every night, they are so lost, so confused, so steeped in darkness. He's calling out to you who have caught the wind of His Spirit and heart dwellers. Those of you He has been preparing to reach your brothers and sisters with His tender love and revelation of who He truly is to them. Many of you have felt this call and not knowing what to do with it. Do you know we have a huge audience before us on the internet? Yes, huge. I'm only reaching 12,000, guys. He wants to reach 120,000 or more. He can do it with Gideon's 300. Those of you who are on fire, yet have no outlet for that fire. Yes, He's calling many of you, young and old, to rise up into your own ministries and spread His intimate love abroad. There's room for all ministries on the internet. This is not about competition. It's about empowerment. Many of you have valid and profound input to share with your generation and all the hungry and thirsty. You have the first thing that's needed, guys. You have Jesus and an intimate connection with Him. Everything flows from that. Everything. If you can make your standard the love of Christ without engaging in foolish arguments or responding in rancor, if you can do that, you're a prime candidate for this work. Each of you are individuals and unique. You all have something very special to give, something no one else has. Your gift, your calling, and your Jesus, who will fill you with such wisdom day after day that you'll be able to feed those who come to you. All you need is a little discipline, commitment, and love. Start with just a seed of these and watch Him water and make you grow into a giant oak with room for all the birds of the field. I am calling out to you as well. You have drunk of these waters and matured in them. Now it's time to make His voice heard through you and go out and bear fruit. If you continue to sit and drink, you run the risk of becoming lukewarm. Today, a very old prophetic word that was spoken over me is being fulfilled. This dear prophet of God, who's with the Lord now, was a retired pastor with great insight. The Lord gave him a vision of me carrying a torch through a dark forest. It was giving off enough light just to make my path visible. But all of a sudden, it burst into a brilliant light that penetrated the darkness and made the forest as light as day. He saw young people coming to me with their own torches that were not as yet lit. They touched my torch and theirs burst into flame. Then they went out all over the world with this light and spread it. This prophecy is being fulfilled. You who have listened and caught the flames of His love in your hearts, it's time for you to go out and take this light to your people, your nation, your family and peers. This light is meant to be passed on to others. People in the world have fueled their torches with tears, that will ignite when the right fire is touched to it. This movement of love is happening all over the world, not just here. Witness Lana Vosser's prophecy of yesterday. The Lord is commissioning and sending out his lovers, his brides, to bring the nuptial invitation to the highways and byways. This is not like a revival that we've known here in the United States, where everyone is following some great personality with signs and wonders. No, this is a revival of love deep inside the believer's hearts. That's the sign. That's the wonder. That's the conversion to him, this incredible love. He's visiting those you reach out to. If you take up this invitation, he'll empower you with wisdom to ignite those torches that have been soaked in tears. They are the ones who are rejected, lost, misguided, and confused, and so very hungry for God's love. They will know the truth when they see it. They will recognize the Lord because Holy Spirit is preparing hearts all over the world. And all that is needed is your flame, but it must be holy and pure. There can't be any self-interest mixed with it. On this channel, the Lord has set for you a precedent, a mood, a tone, a community. This is a pattern for you, guidelines to protect the love he's entrusting to you, guidelines of behavior for you to protect humility, without which you will most certainly fail. Each of you must see your brothers and sisters as better than yourselves, more worthy, more virtuous, even if it's not evident to your own understanding. This heart attitude, this is the heart attitude of Jesus. Although he existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. That's Philippians 2:7. And for you, this death on a cross is death to your egos, your vanities, your protective masks and devices, and approaching others in honesty, lowly before God and man. I mean, let's face it, when you stand before the Lord, there's nothing hidden. And we need to stand before men that way too, so they can relate to the grace of God. They can see that if God can use us, he can use them. This is so important. This is no time for you to get a picture of your greatness and exploits in your head. This is not time to prove anything to anyone about yourself. And this is no time to criticize the churches and the mistakes they've made. I promise you, if you take up the sword of judgment, you'll fail. The Lord will allow what came upon others, and worse, to engulf you and bring you down in failure. Only humility and servanthood will accomplish his ends and keep you up on your feet, running the race. He'll be swift to allow you to trip and fall if vainglory begins to seep in, if you begin to look down on others and not see them as greater than yourself. Yes, he will allow the devils to set you up for a fall. And you might ask yourself, how can I look up to someone who's a prostitute or a drug dealer or lower class? How can I possibly look up to people like that? Well, it's very simple. If you were born in their shoes, you wouldn't be any better than they would be. In fact, it takes a great deal of virtue for them to come to the Lord, responding to him from their lowly station in life. And your birthright, where you were born, is a gift to you. It's not something that you accomplished for yourself. The Lord gave you that gift. So you can't look at others and say, well, I've done this and I've done that. No, God's given you everything that you have. And so many people operate on a higher level of virtue than we do. They suffer more quietly. They're more patient. They're more dedicated. They do the right thing when we do the wrong thing. I mean, if you examine another person's life, you're going to find places where they outshine you. So keep your focus on that. Always keep your focus on the good about someone else and remind yourself that if you were born into their position, you wouldn't be any better and probably much worse. Anyway, that's a great leveling device for me. It helps me to see that. And when I forget it, the Lord makes it real obvious. So let's avoid him having to show us. Let's get there on our own. Okay, so don't be afraid. He loves you. And anything he does is only temporary to adjust you and put you back on the right track. He'll lead and guide you with great tenderness. He'll feed your flock daily as you worship and wait on him. He knows exactly what's needed and when it's needed for those who are listening to you. And he'll deliver it if you wait on him. Now, I want to give you a word about the rapture. I want you to understand that this is my impression, not necessarily from the Lord. My impression is simply this. As long as souls are running headlong into Jesus and converting, I believe he will delay the rapture. It is when souls begin to grow cold and the number of those coming to him are fulfilled that I believe he will allow the rapture to take place. Now, mind you, guys, this is my opinion. Right now, there's a tremendous opportunity among the Muslim immigrants of Syria and Iraq who have taken refuge in Western Europe. They've seen the atrocities committed and want nothing to do with the faith of Allah. They're being visited in night visions and shown who Jesus truly is. So the ground is very fertile and producing fruit over there. I don't see the Father allowing the rapture as long as these are coming to him. Take that as my opinion, please. Take it at face value. That's not a thus saith the Lord. It's an impression that Claire has about the heart of God. Nothing more. Now that said, any of that could change at any time, and that may not be God's heart at all. The Lord did tell me months, not years. And I can't remember when he said that. I think it was back in... I can't remember exactly when he said it. But I know some of you follow me real well and you have it marked on your calendars. He also told me June last year. But because of the prayers of the people of Australia were very instrumental in delaying what was going to happen to the United States and set the whole thing off. Now, in order to interpret that literally, when the Lord said months, not years, I would have to say it would be within 23 months of the date he told me that, because after 24 months, it would be years, plural. But he's God, and much depends on us and how the world responds to grace. Now, you have been told not to consider the time of the rapture in your plans, but rather when it happens, you'll know. He wants you guys to be taken up with his business when he comes. Those who are bored with life and weary of well-doing and lukewarm are going to be sitting on the rooftops watching for him. And when he comes, they may still be on the rooftops watching their brothers and sisters who were obedient ascend while they get left behind. So don't start waiting and looking for the rapture again. Get your eyes off your reward and onto the lost. I believe your love and commitment to them will be the very source of the oil in your flask that never runs out. You know, I see it this way. I see that the ones whose oil has run out are the ones who are sitting there waiting for the rapture. That's what I see in the spirit, and that's what I sense. The oil of charity and obedience is gone. And they're not doing anything but waiting. And while the others are busy about the Lord's business, Their flask is continually being refilled and refilled and refilled, so they'll never run out. That's just my take on it. So get your eyes off your reward and on to the lost. But if you find yourself among the rooftop sitters, beware. You may still be there when the bride is taken. This may not be popular to hear, but I don't want your blood on my hands for giving you false hope. I asked the Lord if he had anything to say. And he began, "My heart aches for those who are so lost. The one soul who was praying to the universe for a stove was only one among millions who were totally confused about who I am. This is my heart. This is what I shed endless tears about. Those who truly love me, and not just the idea of being my bride, but those who authentically love me, will recognize this call to action and give it their all, whether it be going out to the lost, using the internet, or praying and supporting ministries that have my heart. All of you have your part to do. None is greater than the other. Those who sit at home and pray are at the hub of the wheel, empowering it. Those who go out and touch are the spokes touching the rim. All have an equal part to play. All will be rewarded according to the graces given and used in obedience to my will. None are greater than the other. I am the source. I am your one and only source. All of you are laborers, called to work shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand. Follow my Spirit's leadings, and you will fulfill my will. I am proud of you, my brides. I see rising up before me a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. I see rising up before me the love of my life, bedecked with jewels. Go forth in courage and commitment, and know that your love for your brothers and sisters is the fuller's bleach that will remove every last stain from your garments.